This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Hey, welcome to the show. Yes, I am now a prime number. I've got 10 factors. I posted this earlier when I was like, those who did their meds will get it. Thank you so much for the well wishes. Really, really appreciate it. Really humbled. Now, how far is your teenager from having sex? Hey, we live in hope. Ask any parent, okay? Any of our generation, even the generation before. The last thing they want is for their kids to repeat the same mistakes they did sexually. And it's not even about pregnancy per se. There's just a lot at stake. But because they didn't have the best examples, we didn't have the best examples on how to navigate sex talk. Think about it. You are lucky if your parents sit you down and says, hey, listen, no beds and the bees yet. This is what happens. So you have no book. You have no reference to work from. So you are also struggling to coach your own teenager. So you live in hope that your offspring won't be careless sexually. Because when it was trial and error, and chances are things happened. Most of the current crop of parents learned about sex from streets, from friends, not from the source parent. No. My question is, what about your teen? Should they learn from the streets or from you? Do you know if your teenager is sexually active? Hashtag, is my teenager active yet?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Now, let me give you the 3 teaspoons on is my teenager active and how to know. How to know. 1, ask them directly. I mean, this is a good way to ask your teenager about their sexual behavior. Especially if you have that relationship, you know they're going to answer you, honestly. Being direct about it also lets them know that, you know, you want to know. It shows your teen that you think they are honest and mature enough to have this conversation with you. Because remember, they can't wait to be adults. And when you're having an adult talk to them or with them, oh man, you're speaking at their level. 2, ask about their friends' sexual activity. If you don't think your teen is going to be honest with you, then ask about their friends. Because that's a beautiful alternative to indirectly ask your teenager about their sexual activity by talking about their peers and what their peers are doing. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on hashtag is my teenager active yet and how to know? Look for the obvious. Yes, like Lebo Cape. Look for the obvious. Not all signs of sexual activity are obvious, by the way. There are some signs and clues that should leave no doubt that your teenager is having sex. Don't overlook the obvious hints. Instead, trust what you see and what your instincts tell you. For example, if you find a condom wrap or a used box, a pack of birth control pills, pregnancy test among your teens, dirty clothes, whatever. Those are the clues.
The best tea in the city.
How do you know if your teen is sexually active? Let me ask you, now that you're an adult, from what age were you sexually active? Did your parents know? How did they find out? Yeah, come on, talk to me. You can voice note me. Hashtag, is my teenager active yet?
Hi, T-Bros. Happy birthday. Oh, wow, I'm so honored. My fellow Capricorn, mine was yesterday. So I know that my son is active. How do I know? He's 19. He's at the University of the Western Cape. So I received a call the other day saying that he wants to go to the men's clinic. I did not really ask, but I said, okay. Then after he received his nurse first money, he then went. Then he came back and said, you know what? School's about to close here, so when I come back to Pretoria, I'm gonna need to consult, and I need money for that because the doctor put me on a treatment for 3 months. However, I still feel that I need to get another opinion because I got a very low libido, and I'm like, okay, the information is a bit much, but I did not say anything to him because if he's open about it,
yes,
so I might as well just, you know, play along.
The best tea in the city.
Now, did your parents know?
Hold on, Uncle T. Before we get there, first of all, we would like to say,
Happy birthday to you.
Tommy. Happy birthday to you.
Tommy.
Happy birthday, Uncle T.
Tommy.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay! They can see. today. Who knows, we may start winning the idols.
No, on a serious note, Uncle T, from me, I just want to say thank you so much for being the person that you are. You get me, you know?
Yeah.
You get me, Uncle T. And thank you for the encouragement and also pushing us in the right directions. Yeah. And we really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is so true, Uncle T.
She's going on a screen very soon, by the way.
Oh, yes.
She'll break the news when the time is right.
Oh, yes.
Thanks to
one of the things. One of the things I was like, what?
You see
get
what
it
I
done.
Mean?
Hey. Get it done.
Malumobana. And that's a nice cup your kids got you. Nice.
Thank you.
No, but can I say my birthday message to you first as well?
All right.
Uncle T, you know, from the first day at Kai FM, you were like the first people that I came into contact with, and you were just so warm, and you've actually kept that since then. Wow. 3 years ago, you're still the warmest person. Still the warmest person.
I've known you for 3 years?
Yeah, Uncle T, it's been long. We're getting
still
old.
Waiting for Lovola, though.
You there.
Wow. In other news.
On the topic
thank
now.
Thank you. Yep. No, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. Really, really. Humbling. Thank you. Thank you. I'm really feeling it. I'm enjoying it. And thank you for the showers. The messages are still pouring in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I can't think enough. Teary.
No. Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Now, when did your parents find out? Horubizi.
Can I start?
Yes, mother.
I will never recover from that. Yeah, I couldn't hide away because of my mother. But I was in the car with my mom. We had just arrived in the parking at my house. And then I had a morning after pills in my bag. No, not morning after pills. What's the other one? Contraceptives.
Yes.
Beg your pardon. I had contraceptives and I had some condoms, but we had got those from school because, you know, in schools they usually dished out a packet of condoms. So I'm rushing out of the car and my bag falls and the contraceptives are just laying there. And then it was the most awkward moment. She said to me, why aren't you just using condoms? You know, you can take those, but condoms. And I'm like, no, I'm not having sex, ma. I'm not having sex, ma. She's like, awkward.
You didn't have a chance. You know, actually, I was the one because I don't know. I'm the oldest. So obviously, you know, okay. I've got those things of wanting to be like a parent.
Yeah.
So it was after high school and I was like to my mom, because like I just felt like, you know, this is the time we need to start having this conversation. I'm going to varsity, so you mustn't be confused.
Yes.
So I was like to her, I tried and I was like, okay, you know, I can't remember, but there was something that happened in class and I was like, yeah, this happened in class. And you know, so yeah, so I should be prepared and, you know, I should make sure that I'm ready for if anything happens.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle T, she just nodded. She didn't say a word. She just nodded the whole way. She's like, And I was like, yo, this poor lady, I can tell she's just
purely because she doesn't have referral points. She doesn't have a reference point to work from.
Yeah, but you know what? She's better. If it was just my dad, I'd probably, you know, keep that in the closet. I'd be like, never mind. You know what?
Chances are you'd have lost, maybe you'd have a scar to show.
Yeah.
You know how parents are. They speak with their actions.
Oh,
they don't
agree
with something.
Exactly.
You're right?
Mm. But it gets easier with the parenting now, right? Compared to the parents then.
I'm not sure, hey?
Not. You guys.
Especially if you don't have a reference point. You don't know where to pull from.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's just you need to get over that hurdle and say, you know what? I'm just going to do it the way I feel is the right way to do it and have a chat with my children. And that's the only way, because you still are the best source they'll rather learn from than from the streets. So you just share it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you know, just share it. They better get it from you.
Mm.
It's never easy. I don't think it's easy.
It's not. Especially when you've got three girls. My mom called us into the room one day and she sat us down and she said, I want you guys to promise me something. The first guy you'll kiss, you'll be married to. And by then, was it not like a bit late for some of us? I was just like,
promise. So.
You're listening to the best tea in the city on Kaya 959. Brati, happy birthday, Khotman Laka. Ramasida Soho Fate, Brati, Ralebu Hanta Temokwili. Don't want to teenager, Brati. Banaba, Brati, Oka Shavari status at Sabon. Oka Tuvali Fono, Brati, Nakopa Tudinji, Kino celebrate a birthday out, including Tabatita di teenager. Banaba, Brati. Hey, I like a comment to Katava Banaba. Kinaleva, too, Brati. ba 13-year-old Outili Cherry. Bana ba abrachi. Hi.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
I can't even take your call because my studio is invaded. Tembo Batlang. Oh, wow! Look at that! Wait. Wow! Look at that.
Recustomize, mo.
Wait. Yeah, you can start talking. I'm taking a video.
Look at that bag. Oh, my word.
Magamo, Temba. Hey,
great men deserve great gifts. So, when I really fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richie Omoche, Richie Bang Hore, what a hot hat alive thing, Hore, revile, Rona.
Thank you.
All that we do.
Yeah.
So, Rebata Vaya Sharp this year.
Yeah.
2022, you must be shining. You must be, you know, you must achieve all of the dreams that you have.
Oh,
any
man.
Desire that Unkulunkula Ibegin Tizwin. So, we said, Nai present, just from us. Yeah.
Vaya, go for it.
Yep.
The sneak.
Yep.
Color?
Red.
Aye. Kunini. I don't think you ever had a color that sells out this quickly.
Yeah, this color, people are going crazy over.
Look at that.
When we first stocked it, we had it for a week. And then just after a week, it was sold out. So this is a stock, and we said, actually, you're the first one on these pairs of Radiance and all to get them. So.
Oh, no, thank you. Muna, thank you. I can't say thank you enough.
And happy birthday.
And thank you for always being the very dream we always thought, not even thought, we believed we had in all of us.
Yes.
To be our own employers.
Yes.
Thank you for creating jobs, man.
Thank you.
Vaya, go for it. Get it.
Ngicela nibheke ne attitude yabo I attitude yomuntu osozwile nenkani yakhona uyabona nje ukuthi la seka tastily forbidden fruit lo I attitude nenkani nibheke bazali
inkani. I like that, Kate. Call me.
I work in the clinic as a health promoter, and I'd say that we still have parents who would say things like, when you try to talk to them about sex and sexuality regarding their teenagers, they'll tell you things like, Tinasisindisi, where he or she doesn't do those things. Those things referring to sex and whatnot. Yeah. In this day and age, I mean, but me personally, I have a 14-year-old, and I did 2 years ago talk to him about how the baby is made and all of that. I feel now I still need to reinforce that education again, because I think it's just a matter of time before he's active, if not already.
I like what you said there, Mpo, and the stuff that, and that's the part that we as parents overlook, reinforcement. It's one thing to have a talk one moment and that's it, it's gone. No. You have to have it more and more and more. Happy, hi, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
One of your teenage brothers are doing what?
Oh, I see. They're not going to see my mom.
Okay.
He came to me as a big sister.
Okay. And?
And then he asked me if he, when is it the right time to do the deed? And I told him, hey, that guy, you need to talk to your peers. He said, no, I can't do it as my sister. So he has to tell me, when did he start it? I said, so you asked me to do anything. I started here, go to school, finish your studies, then you can do the bit.
Yeah.
Apparently, okay, you need. So he came to me asking me if he, when should he start the bit? And he already done the damage.
So, Manja, you now must be the mediator now between him and your parents.
Exactly.
Manje wenzani wena phela uwephela uRakhadi.
Hey, who are you?
Have you started the chat already with the parents?
We already passed that. The child is 2 years now.
Hi.
There's another one coming again.
Hi.
Even if you don't know what to do, but you don't know what to do. But you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You don't know
what to do. How old is your brother?
He's 20 now. Because he started doing the deeds at the age of 16.
When?
That's me. I think I'm actually being a disappointed because I was living in the middle. So at the age of 19, what he really was along the generation, what the phone is a couple of years, and what he then got was a son, one for him, but he was a son.
And then?
She already knew.
Sure.
Anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I started being active. I think I was doing standard 8. And then my parents didn't know. And then there was no activity for a good 2 years or 3 years up until after high school. But when my dad found out that I'm active, it was because my mom found funny stains on my sheets. Like some unexplainable stains on the sheets. Obviously told my dad, and my dad approached me and said, Endoda, he in Manjilia Simashitin. Yes, and the story nyana, as wagali. And the following day, he called his younger brother, who's very close to me. My brother, but it's his younger brother. And the guy had a chat with me, gave me condoms, and said, Endoda, do you know what these are? You know how to use them?
Yeah.
I think it's time you start using them. So, yeah, pretty much, Mina, that stain on the sheets, that's what gave it away. So, yeah, look out for those sheets, Bazali.
Sindelo, I applaud your father, because he knew he didn't have the capacity to talk, but he knew where to go so that you can have the very things that he wanted you to learn from somebody he trusted, which is his younger brother who was closer to you. And that's another way of getting through to our teenagers, isn't it? Zanele, hi.
Hello.
Utin Mazet.
Hi. Yeah,
children, Baba Mkwil.
No, not really.
Okay,
happy birthday before I start.
Thank you.
Story.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, I was never a sexually active teenager because I started doing the dead way after high school, actually.
How old were
my
you?
My daughter, I was 22.
Your daughter?
Yeah. But with my mom actually used to give me sex education, if I have to put it like that.
Okay.
Because she was working in hospital. So I've always known the consequences and the risk and whatnot that was involved in all of that. So what I did, I took that and I'm doing that with my daughter. I mean, and I was always having conversations about sex. She's 16, by the way. And she hasn't been active. She doesn't even have a boyfriend as yet. So, which is a good thing, because Mina and I were always in constant communication with regards to such topics.
Yeah, good.
And then last year we had a talk about contraceptives and whatnot.
Nice.
Should she be tempted or whatnot? Because I'm not with her 24 hours. Don't know what is happening to the day. These are the options. She must use contraceptives so that she cannot fall pregnant, but use protection as well, and make sure that the guy is also having condoms to prevent HIV and whatnot. So,
nice one, well done.
For now, it's still going okay. So I think
how old is she now?
She's 16 now.
I mean, chances are she will, you know, follow in your footsteps because you are open about it. All right, thanks for that call. I appreciate it. Yeah, Tsepo, you are the last sip. Welcome.
I'm 15.
Hi, Tsepo.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
I was a very sneaky teenager. They never suspected a thing until they were still on my sophomore stage.
Hey!
The picture is there, it was scary. Now, I'm already saying, I really shut around. So I'm already saying, I didn't even know that was a plan. The next thing, the look on her face changes, and only the old house, she said, hey, this should be.
Hi!
I was caught, actually.
Hi!
Like Clarence Card, I was caught. And no only Christmas present is this day, the Umpa Box said condom. Umpa Box said he makes. I think I are, but not a regular box said he makes. No Christmas present. Outline.
Olady Giman.
H.
Limitola Olady Giman. Giman?
Giman.
Mutsavi! You are the queen. H. Mutsavi, we, Raule, wa Utra? Tsepana, all the best, man. Thanks for the call. Pindila, sorry, ran out of time. I couldn't take your call. Thank you so much, man.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.